It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 29 million Americans suffer from serious blood sugar imbalances such as diabetes. But you know what? However, most of these people have really no idea how serious this type of imbalance can be for their immediate and future health. Now, today we have Dr. Jason Jones, a holistic chiropractic physician and host of the very popular podcast, Healthy Families Made Easy. He's going to share why controlling your blood sugar imbalances is actually a whole family affair. Thanks for being here, Dr. Jones. Now, what got you interested in blood sugar issues?
That's a great question. Back when I was in college, I was always, I'd always walk around about 170 pounds, but I think it was my first year in college, I blew up to 208 pounds. And so I gained a lot of weight, couldn't get it off. I'd have that afternoon crash. Yawning at 3 p.m. At 7 p.m., I was ready to go to bed. I had a spare tire that I couldn't get rid of. And I tried so many different things to try to correct it, and nothing really worked until I started to make the proper diet changes. And then the weight fell off very quickly, very easily. In about 6 weeks, I went down to about 180 pounds. My body fat dropped down to about 8.5%, and from there, it's just been, just been a ride from there.
Wow. You know what? I've seen, we're friends, and you definitely don't look at all like you've ever even been overweight. So, one statistic that I got, I think it was Dr. Mark Hyman, in fact, he said that by 2020, that half of the American people will either be pre-diabetic or diabetic. So this is a huge issue. And why do you think blood sugar issues is such a big problem these days?
I think it's a huge problem because I would say primarily convenience, because foods are so accessible now. Our ancestors did not, eat three square meals a day. They probably ate two. Food, you could not get any food you wanted any time you wanted, and you certainly could not get food that really disrupts how your body works so easily. I mean, I could just walk across the street from my office right now to three or four different places and be able to get foods that are extremely high in very bad fats, high in sugar, massive amounts of sodium and other, preservatives that really create this cascade of events that lead to these kinds of problems.
So what you're saying is that obviously the sugar, the bad, the SAD, the standard American diet, is what's really causing a lot of these issues. Now, I want to ask you this. The big thing right now out there, there's so many people talking about, is the ketogenic diet. And although ketogenic diet has some impact on improving your mitochondrial health, which is for energy, but to me, a high-fat diet, people are just starting to eat any kind of high fats. And I think that also causes insulin resistance or insulin sensitivity. I mean, that's a known scientific fact. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's really the leading movement right now is ketogenic diets. I mean, it was paleo for a while, and then now that's the newer one and the one that's so super duper popular, and I'm sure for a certain percentage of the population, it's an extremely successful thing. However, I do think that balancing the diet is really the most important thing. Having lots of variety. Not everyone should, eat, only in the afternoon or only in the mornings. I think you really have to find that sweet spot for yourself. And that's what I want to talk about later on. I know we'll get to it. It's some of the more practical and very simple things that anybody could do to start to balance their blood sugar out.
Right. I mean, when you see your patients in your office, do you actually do blood sugar testing with every one of them?
They usually just come with it done. Usually by the time I get
when
to
you
see
say
them,
that,
as you well know, Suzanne, that when they come to, you know, somebody who's a little more natural and holistic, they've kind of had everything done already. So they just show up with all of their testing done and their A1C and those kinds of things. And, you know, we just go from there.
Yeah, you know what? Our listeners might not know what A1C stands for, or hemoglobin A1C. Can you explain that just a bit?
Yeah, basically what it is, it's like a trailing, where you're tracking the blood sugar roughly over 90 days, as opposed to just, you know, taking the blood and testing it immediately. It's a little bit more comprehensive than just taking it for one time.
Right. So someone that might be, you know, they know they're going to the doctor in about a week and they just change their diet right away. So their blood sugar glucose level is normal, but the hemoglobin A1C will really tell you the truth of what's been going on.
No doubt about it.
And do you work, how about children? Because I know you've got a family practice. I am seeing left and right that childhood diabetes, pre-diabetes is going up. And you know what? When you find that the children is affected, I always look at the parents. Do you see that as well?
Yeah.
Because the parents, I mean, the family, what they eat together, I think is the big issue.
I agree totally. I mean, it saddens me because, you know, children born after 2002 have a 60% chance of developing diabetes. I mean, 60 years ago, you didn't even hear about adults having diabetes. You know, and with the rise in obesity and, you know, the family, you know, mom and dad working, and everybody is so busy and so you know, active all the time, and we're not sitting down to have dinner together, we're not preparing our own meals. You know, it's just a formula for these kinds of things to come on.
Right. I mean, we talked about the fats and, you know, how you want to be more balanced with your meals. And mm-hmm. What do you think about really the sugars? I mean, you know, being on a paleo, I know that you're also a strong proponent on that. And, you know, sometimes there are individuals that have a great deal of adrenal stress, and being on a complete paleo can actually make them feel worse. So what kind of carbs do you recommend that can help individuals stabilize their blood sugar level?
That's a great question. I really am a big fan of low glycemic carbohydrates, and that's going to be primarily your greens, more roughage, you know, your spinach, your kale, you know, the varying types of lettuce, and, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and being very careful with things that, especially when you cook them, you know, the sugars start to break down to where they can go into your bloodstream very rapidly. But I do think there is some food combining that people can do, and I know we'll touch on that one later, that can slow that down a bit and help them out. But it really is on an individual basis, and they have to be very careful with the number of carbohydrates that they do take in per day.
Right. Glycemic index is obviously the reaction of how insulin reacts to that food once you've ingested it. And then there's
sure.
also what's called the glycemic load, which is how fast it actually occurs, you know, going into your body. So I know that those are both markers that you can, levels that you can actually find online, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I like both of them. I tend to like the glycemic load a little bit better. But I think both of them are
great.
Super valuable.
All right. Oh, Dr. Jason, such a pleasure to have you. OptimumWellnessAndRehab.com. That's his website. And his podcast is called Healthy Families Made Easy on iTunes. Go and check it out. I've actually been a guest on that iTunes, so appreciate it. Thanks so much. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Wellness for Life, Radio MD.